This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so raise your hand if this has happened to you. You open your cable bill and you think to yourself, man, that is a whole lot of money, especially because I'm already paying for Netflix and Hulu and whatever else it is that I signed up for. Come on, you've been there, right? Michael O'Connell has been there as well, and he did something about it. He cut the cable cord for the summertime. I should mention here, by the way, that he covers television for The Hollywood Reporter, and so, you know, what could possibly go wrong? Michael, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
You're a television writer, man. How did you, what, how, why unplug from TV?
You know what? I moved out of a roommate situation, and I was going to be living by myself, and it just seemed like an unnecessary expense, the way I've sort of been consuming media of late.
Tell me how you did it.
Well, I got by with a little help from my friends.
Well, aggressive password sharing was the phrase in the article.
Yes, and my parents, actually. even though I am a 33-year-old man, I have been leaning on my parents' cable password a little bit.
Which they haven't changed since 1998, I read.
Which they haven't. It's a small pool of passwords in the O'Connell family. No, it was surprisingly easy. I already had a shared Netflix account that I pay for with some friends who use it, but then someone has a Hulu account that I use. But the real issue was the sort of like authentication of cable, which is a big obstacle. So if you don't know anyone who's willing to share, it could be problematic.
Give me a sense then of what you were watching, what you were consuming. Were you in, like, the national television conversation, you know?
Yes. There were only a few moments where I felt, like, a little behind on the, like, water cooler conversation with shows like Mr. Robot or Unreal, like, two really, like, hot cable shows from last summer that people got a little feisty about this year. I was also just watching something just circumstantially because I couldn't just flip through the channels.
Right.
I didn't know that PBS had such a robust app. And you
go public broadcasting.
Go public broadcasting. You don't have to enter a password or anything. And I was watching the Great British Bake Off,
which is now sadly in some
trouble. Oh my god! That's a whole other conversation. Jeez.
The thing that struck me though about this piece is that you spent so much time watching on your phone.
It's not something that I recommend.
Yeah.
I was really busy this summer. I just moved. Like, I didn't set up the internet right away. So I couldn't even stream on my actual television set. I needed to watch on my phone. So it sort of lessens the experience, especially with some of the, like, richer cinematography-focused shows. Like, I watched a lot of The Night Of on my phone, which was really dumb. Mm. And then with, like, reality shows and news, it's a perfectly fine way to consume content.
Yeah. Although watching on your phone, right, and you talk about this in the piece, you couldn't do the second screen thing. You couldn't tweet. You couldn't check your email. You had no idea what was going on out there while you were watching TV.
Watching the Republican and Democratic national conventions on my phone while
Basically, my family, it was, right?
It was kind of a social experiment.
Right.
But yeah, I couldn't communicate with anyone, and I was getting all these texts about stuff, and I couldn't respond because then I would lose the feed.
What have we come to? So here we are, end of summer. The experiment, I gather, is over. Where are we on
the experiment is over. I'm not getting cable for the foreseeable future.
But you have internet and you have an actual TV
I have the internet now. I was going to get an Apple TV, which I said in the piece, but the overwhelming reader response, and I'm not endorsing one product or another, but the overwhelming reader response was that I should get a Roku.
Oh, that's so interesting. I've heard the same thing.
Yeah.
But
I haven't gotten my act together yet, so I still don't have it.
Michael O'Connell, senior reporter at The Hollywood Reporter. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.